Welcome to the teaching ministry of Dr. Ed Dufresne. We know you'll be blessed by today's message.
Mark 16. And let's start on the 14th verse. Afterwards, he appeared unto the leaven as they sat at meat, upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which have seen him after he was risen. You know, there's faith in this place tonight. I said there's faith in this place tonight. How many have actually seen God? Would you raise your hand? How many of you actually seen God? If you have, I was going to have you come up here and preach tonight. You haven't actually seen God with your natural eyes, but yet you've come into a building. You can't see Him, but you praise a God that you can't see.
Amen.
So you got faith. I said, there's faith in this place. You ever thought about that? You haven't really seen Him. You got more faith than you give credit for. Take that, devil. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And he said unto them, I'm interested what he said, are you, aren't you? I don't care what anybody else says. I don't care what ABC says. I don't care what the news say. I want to find out what Jesus has to say. I want to find out what the Father has to say. I want to find out what the Holy Ghost has to say. Can you say amen? And what they say will be aligned with the Word of God. Well, let's find out what he said.
Amen.
What did the doctor say about your body? Well, they're just giving you facts. That's what they say. They said, well, you're going to die. Yeah, but what does the Word say? Well, the banker says you ain't got no money in your bank. We ain't going to give you no more. Well, what are you going to do? I just flip over there in first Philippians 4:19. He said, my God shall supply all, A-double-L, honey, A-double-L, all my needs according to His riches and glory. He does. Glory be to God. Can you say amen?
Amen.
I mean, there's hope left. You can just get into the Word of God, find out what belongs to you, and get with it, man. It's yours.
Amen.
That's awful weak. I said it's yours.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Do you believe it?
Amen.
The Word says it is yours.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And he said, go ye into part of the world. A-double-L, all the world, and preach your pet doctrine to every creature. Your little pet revelation. Can you say amen?
Amen.
You know, it's amazing these people get their little pet revelations and they don't get nobody healed. I ask people come to me. I mean, through the years, people come to me. Says, well, you know, you've heard about this thing running around over here. What do you think about this doctrine? What do you think about this? And I said, I get thinking about it. I said, well, does it get anybody healed? Does it get anybody set free? Or does it get anybody, you know, delivered? And if it doesn't, ain't a bit of good.
Amen.
So all it is just to bring strife in the body of Christ. I don't know about you, but I'm going to preach the gospel.
Amen.
The gospel of good news.
Amen.
Notice he said to go into all the world and preach the gospel. Everybody say gospel.
Gospel.
It didn't say pet doctrines. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
Glory be to God. Gospel to every creature. And he that believeth is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. That's one thing about Jesus. You know where he stands. Now, I can't say that with all the preachers I know. They change with the wind of doctrine. I heard one guy said, oh, you're still on Mark 11, 22 and 23 and 24. I'm past that. I said, this guy's in trouble if he passed that. Because one reason, he hadn't even got it down in his heart. You can hear his mouth. Just listen to him. Drink coffee with him. 5 minutes. You can locate him. Some of this stuff that people preach, I just want to go in the back room and, well, we won't talk about it. Can you say amen?
Amen?
And these signs shall follow them that believe. Everybody say believe.
Believe.
And these signs shall follow them that believe. I like to read it this way, because we usually stop there. I like to read it. And these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. See, I know a lot of people that believe in Jesus, but there ain't nothing following them but a bunch of unbelief and sickness and disease and false doctrine. Boy, I didn't go over very big. Let me say it again. And these signs shall follow them that believe. Everybody say believe.
Believe.
Believe what? Believe in the gospel, the good news, honey. And then in my name shall they cast out goobers. I'm telling you, you know, some of these churches go around casting out goobers. If they saw a real devil, they'd need Depend. I'll tell you that right now. How many know what Depend are? How about Huggies? You know what Huggies are? You want me to get a little plainer? They met up with a real devil, they'd need some Huggies. I'll tell you that right now. I tell you, the church needs to be baptized with resurrection power. These signs should be following them. If they ain't happening in their church, then I wouldn't go there. Are you listening to me? I wouldn't go there. You going to a dead church, honey? You got problems. I mean, the good news ain't getting up there and saying, now God's going to make you sick to teach you something. That ain't the good news. That's bad news. I'd rather. There's more fun down the bar than listening to that junk, man. I'll tell you, I'd rather go here. I'd rather go watch a John Wayne movie than go to some of these dead churches. At least John Wayne wins every time, praise God. At least you know where John Wayne stands, honey. The bad guy always gets the bad end of the deal, and the good guy always wins. In some of these dead churches, you don't know who's going to get. Sound like the devil's winning all the time, and then around what they talk, well, you just never know. That ain't the gospel. That ain't good news. That's bad news. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And these signs shall follow them that believe in my name, shall they cast them out. That ain't playing with them. Cast them out. Kick them out. Cast them out. Have you ever cast a reel and a rod? Cast them in a jar. My Lord. Ridiculous. Come on, pull on me a little bit. Glory to God. And these signs, yeah, thank you, praise the Lord. I just preached to you. Glory to God. And these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. In my name. Everybody say, in my name.
In my name.
It didn't say in the name of a Mooney. Honey, you're going to go beyond the moon and get to the sun. Glory be to God. You're going to have to go beyond all that other junk. Glory be to God. Isn't that right? I like this couple back here. Isn't that right, honey? Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Can you say, we got to go past the moon. We got to get to the sun. That's what it's all about. Can you say amen? And in my name shall they cast out devils, and they shall speak with new tongues. Amen. And they shall take up serpents. That don't mean you play with snakes. That means one comes up, bites you, just shake him off. And if they drink any deadly thing, oh, I pray that everywhere I go in these hotel rooms. They drink any deadly thing. I said, no deadly thing will hurt me. It shall not hurt them. They. Everybody say they. Say it again. They. Who are they? That's right. They shall lay hands. Not your head. Not your feet. It said hands. Everybody say hands. Look at your hands. Look at your hands. It said for you to lay hands on the sick. There's healing in your hands and you don't even know it. I said, if you're full of resurrection power, if you're full of resurrection power, God wants these to be in penance to reach out and touch the sick. Glory be to God. He's not just talking about a prophet of God. He ain't just talking about the pastor or his wife. He's talking about the whole church. I said he's talking about the whole church. To lay hands. Everybody say hands. Say there's power in my hands. See, that's why there ain't no signs following dead churches, because there ain't no resurrection power in it. How many of you got resurrection power in you? You got the Holy Ghost. I said, do you have the Holy Ghost inside of you? Then you're wall-to-wall God. I want you to know, when I wake up in the morning, the alarm goes off in hell. I think I'll preach to this section. They came alive. Glory be to God. I said, when I wake up in the morning, the alarm goes off in hell. They say, my, he's awake again. Get some extra forces out. Oh, what city is he going to now? We're all in trouble. I want you to know, honey, when you've been made the righteousness of God and you know who you are in Christ, you don't cast out goobers, you cast out the devil. You cast sickness and disease out of people's body and don't mess around about it. That's good stuff, amen. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen, brother, praise God, I am. I'm going to have all I want, glory be to God. And that alarm goes off and says, ah, he's awake again. Some Christians wake up and say, ah, oh, sleep in. They ain't no threat. They ain't going to do nothing. We got them. They're not preaching the gospel. Their preacher ain't preaching the gospel. Well, there ain't no threat. We'll just make them sick. No, thank God's doing it. They don't even pay tithes, so they ain't no threat. When you don't pay tithes, you're no threat to the devil, honey. You have joined up with him. I said you joined up with him. Because you're not preaching the gospel. You're not helping putting the gospel out. The Bible says it's better for you to have a millstone tied around your neck than offend one of those little ones. What little one? The one that went away from the flock and left the 99 and went after that little one. That's the little one he's talking about. He said it's better, honey, for you to have a millstone tied around your neck and face God by robbing. Amen. See, I get very weak amen on that. Amen. You ain't preaching the gospel. When you don't help preachers go all over the world, you ain't helping. You're side up with the devil. They'll sleep in on your house. Said, I'll just sleep in until 2. It's all right. But when you wake up at 6 a.m. and you know who you are in Christ, and you know that you have power in your hands, the alarm goes off. Said, that bunch over there, faith, covenant, fellowship, they're getting up in the morning. Let's get our forces out. They're taking Tampa. All of a sudden, the alarm goes off in headquarters. Yes. What is the problem? That bunch over there in Faith Covenant Fellowship are awake again. You better get some more reforces over here in Tampa. Bring them up from Miami. We need help. I said, we need help. They know about the gospel. They're preaching the good news. And they've learned how to cast us out. Take that, devil. Glory to God. I tell you, these preachers nowadays are afraid for the Holy Ghost to move. They say, oh, Lord, we don't want to, you know, our sheep, we don't want to shake them up in any form or fashion. Any manifestation, put it in the back room. Honey, it won't last back there. It'll break out in a bar somewhere where they'll listen to the Holy Ghost and get full of the Holy Ghost. And they'll go out in the streets and get people saved. Or go down to a tent with holes in it. As long as they allow the Holy Ghost to flow. And where they lay hands on the sick. Are you listening to me? Somebody get up and shout, glory be to God. Say, amen. That's it. Sit down. That's enough. And they shall take up service if they drink any deadly thing. It shall not hurt them. And they shall lay hands on the sick. And if God feels like it, they might recover. What did it say? What did they say? They shall recover. I said they shall recover. Well, I know. I've been to churches and I lay hands sick. Nobody recover. That's because they're not preaching the gospel. They're preaching their little pet doctrines. I said they're preaching their little doctrines. They're trying to argue where the soul and the spirit are. Who gives a hoot? That ain't getting nobody healed. Can you say amen? I said, ain't getting nobody healed. What good is it? I have more people tell me, what do you think about this new doctrine? I says, honey, I'm preaching the gospel. That he's alive and doing well, and I've been made the righteous of God. Lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Can you say amen? And I cast out devils. I said, you better get out of my way. I won't cast that doctrine devil out of you. That intellectual devil. That intellectual devil likes to get new doctrines going. And they want to heap apostles to them. I mean, they want to heap, things to themselves and get their own little sect. And then before you know it, they'll end up in the mountain and end up like Dr. Jones over there. Come on. Everybody say hands. You know, there's something about touch. Look at your hands again. You got resurrection power in those hands. There's something about touch. I like a touching church. I read an article one time about some doctors did some tests on some children, the unwanted children. You know, they put one group of kids in one room and little babies. And another group, and they're same, they fed them the same and everything else, except one group, they wouldn't touch them, they wouldn't pick them up. And the other group, where they got touched, they got picked up, they got rocked, they were quiet babies, they were sweet babies, and the ones that didn't touch were ornery, crying, whining all the time. There's something about touching. Aren't you glad that God touched you? I'm so glad that he touched this boy in 1966. Sitting on a bar stool, and a voice came to me and said, you're going to preach the gospel. I said, Joe, set everybody up. I'm going to be a priest. I was Catholic, so I thought he meant a priest preaching the gospel. Hey, don't laugh. I'm doing it. That was over 20 years ago, praise the Lord. And since that time, I went down to that Assembly of God church. Whoa, I shouldn't have said that. I went down to that Assembly of God church, and I gave my heart to the Lord, and I've been running for God ever since, preaching the gospel. And there's been over 550 false doctrines since that in 20 years that have went through the church, and I missed every one of them. Glory be to God. Why? Because I'm staying with the Bible. I'm staying with the doctrine of laying on of hands. Everybody say hands. I was blessed. I'm going to pull my socks up just a minute. Hey, don't laugh. I was in Buffalo, New York a few weeks ago, and I had my long johns on. I was going like this. I was getting carried, and my long johns slipped down. Oh, white long. People were laughing. I thought they were laughing at my jokes. They're laughing at my long johns, but I didn't have to bring them down that Bible city. Say, I love Brother Dufresne. He's doing me good. Amen. You better believe it, too. We ought to take another offering just for that. Glory be to God. Now, listen, I had something to touch me the other day. We was having, where was we? Over there, that sandbar along the water there. Where is it? Oh, St. Peter, whatever. Well, we went over a bridge, and, there's only a little bit of... Eating oysters. I think there's going to be oysters in heaven. I just know there are. I tell you, you ought to have fun being saved. I tell you, you ain't got the gospel if you're going around like an old pickle puss. I mean, look like you've been sucking on a pickle for 20 years and got warts on them, Get upset because somebody's sitting in your chair. Or because, honey, they didn't let you prophesy. Bless God. I ain't going to pay my tithe. Honey, you haven't been paying your tithes. Matter of fact, you have no right to prophesy in this church unless you paid your tithes. What right? If you ain't going to help pay for this church, what right you got coming in here and prophesying? Come on, Pastor, say amen. I'm helping you out, glory be to God. Can you say amen? I ain't going to allow anybody to prophesy in my church. I'll tell you that right now. Unless they've been paying their tithes, they're going to have to help for the help us with the building if they want to get up there and say, "This saith the Lord." I tell you, the devil thought he had me destroyed 5 years ago. They said, "We got him now." But they forgot that I've been touched. Once you've been touched, that's all she wrote. I can't understand these wimpy preachers. "Well, this happened to me. I lost my house. I lost my car. And I lost my wife. And I lost this. And I lost you, big baby." They tried, Jesus got up and said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me." And they tried to push him off the cliff, tried to get rid of him. Are you any better than Jesus? I said, are you any better than Jesus? I'm going to tell you, you're going to cast out devils. The devil's going to be knocking on your door and see what he can get you to stop it. He'll try to get you out of this church, get you over to a dead church. Come on, come on. Let me tell you about this story over in the sandbar. As your daughter was telling a story that just blessed me. And her husband's a doctor. And what was that man? There was a man that they brought in and he was in a coma.
Six-level coma,
whatever that is. I'm not a doctor, but six-level, I mean, that's... They're shipping your saddle home while they're out there looking at you. Is that right? Are they here tonight? Is that right? They're just over there making out your death certificate. I mean, this guy ain't going to make it. And they tried to do everything. They had all, as I understand, had different doctors. Where are they at? Is that true? They had all different... Oh, he's here tonight. There's the doctor. Stand up. Stand up. Give a doctor full of the Holy Ghost a praise offering. Give him a hand. That's enough. Sit down. It's all the credit you get. Glory to God. And everybody was looking at him. And they said, well, you know, they couldn't figure it out. You know, they couldn't find anything wrong with him. You know, the Lord said this to me, a doctor can only help you where there's life. If there's no life, there ain't nothing they can do unless God comes in on the scene.
Amen.
Can you say amen? I mean, if there's a dead arm, there ain't nothing they can do. They only work along with life. And he, you know, he's been around some of these Holy Ghost people. This is the kind of doctor I want. If something happens to me, I want them around me. Even if they're taking care, after I die and go home with the Lord, I want some Holy Ghost people taking care of my body. Can you say amen? And I, the way I understand it, he said, in the name of Jesus. And what happened? He woke up. I said, he woke up. That's my kind of doctor, praise the Lord. I said, that's my kind of doctor. What? Say, touch. He got in there. Here's a man with compassion, Holy Ghost power. Resurrection power residing with him. And he said, in that name. I don't care what six it is. In the name, it has to go all the way to zero. Glory be to God. Because death has to bow to the name of Jesus. And he said, in the name of Jesus. Then he touched him. And he came, he woke up. Now, I understand he had the whole attention of the hospital. Here's a student. How'd you do that? What'd you do to that guy? I said, what'd you do to that guy? Everybody look in your hands. Every one of you look at your hands and say, there's resurrection power in my hands. He didn't say for the prophets to lay hands on the sick. He didn't say just the pastor lay hands on the sick. Honey, he told you to lay hands on the sick. Can you say amen? Praise God for a doctor that don't get so intellectual that he just says, in the name of Jesus. And the guy goes from six to zero and wakes up. Reminds me of a story. You want to hear a story? You like stories? I like victory stories. Now, aren't you glad that they didn't have some old dead preacher around that guy and say, oh, put the sheet on him, he's had it. God giveth and God take away. Keep those preachers away from me. I'll tell you that right now. I'd rather have a drunk come and pray for me, one of those preachers. I would. At least you'll say, hey, have a drink. Can you say amen? I said, can you say amen? Am I doing all right, Janet? Glory to God. Amen. Here's a Pentecostal girl for years. Look at her over there. She's about ready to get up and do a little jig. Hallelujah. Can you say amen? This man, I was up in Oregon the early part of my ministry. This is about, I'd say about 18 years ago. And I was up in Oregon preaching a full gospel businessman, and this old man came up and slipped up next to me. He said, I heard you preach over in that other place. He was about 80-some years old. He says, I heard you preach over that place. He says, you know, I knew Smith Wigglesworth, and you sound like him. That's what I said. My, you knew Smith Wigglesworth? He says, oh, yeah. I said, sit down, pull him over, give him some eggs, man. It was a breakfast meal. I said, I want to talk to this guy. He says, Brother Ed, I want to tell you a story. I said, tell me. He says, you know, I was a Judas, what do you call him? Jesuit priest. And he said, I was out in the monastery, out in the yard there, you know, in his little monk suit, whatever they call it. God didn't call me for my eloquent speech, I'll tell you that right now. And he, in lightning, split his head wide open. Lightning hit him right on the top of the head, just split his brain. Right, I mean, deader than a doornail. And he laid in the morgue, in the mortuary, for 3 days. And he told me a story that he went to hell. And he was a big old long line. And I asked everybody about this guy, and they said, oh, yeah, he says, this guy's right on. He's been around here for years. He's right on. You know, I didn't want to listen to a flake. He showed me the scar where that lightning hit him. And he said, I died, killed me. I said, is that right? You were dead for 3 days, yeah. He said, I was down in hell and I was in this line. And he said, there was demons and was pushing us like this line. He's next, and it was a line. And they were throwing them off into the pit and screaming and yelling. And he said, it was my time to come up. And he said, I cried out to God. I want to tell you something, my brother and sister. There's going to be some people in hell that's going to be looking for some preachers that lied to them. That's why I don't care what people think about me. I'm going to give them the truth. Can you say amen? I'm going to preach the truth. I don't care if it's popular or not popular. I'm going to preach the truth. I'm going to preach the gospel. I said, I'm going to preach the gospel. And he said it was my time. And all of a sudden, he said a light came down, like a searchlight came down on him. And he was crying out to God. I'll tell you the mercy of God. We ain't no right to judge. He said, God, I didn't know the truth. I didn't know. And all of a sudden, when he was getting ready, they're ready to throw him off the cliff into the fire. He says, a voice came and said, hold it. And those demons backed off like this. And he started going up. And he said, God, I'm sorry. And he accepted Christ. On the way up, he accepted Jesus as his personal Savior. And he woke up in the morgue. He woke up in the morgue speaking in tongues. And listen, he showed me where they already embalmed him. He showed me the scars where they put it in their veins and already embalmed him. He was already embalmed. I'll tell you, when resurrection power, doctor, comes in a body... I said, when resurrection power comes in a body, ain't going to stop it. What difference does it make if he had dead blood or embalming fluid? That ain't stopping the resurrection power. I tell you, we limit God. And he came alive and he sat up. And he said when he sat up, he was speaking in another language. And the mortician run in, we're finding out where that noise was coming from. And he said, he looked and slammed the door and ran out. This is true. This is a true story. He said he went out and they were having a funeral right there, you know, in the chapel. And he walked through that sheet. He said somebody was trying to get his clothes, you know, and he had that sheet wrapped around him. And he walked outside, went down the street, and went down to the monastery, knocked on the door, and they opened the door, and he says, I've been filled with the Holy Ghost. I've been filled. And that old monk that knew him, he said, he got the door, and he says, you've been filled with some kind of ghost, and slammed the door. They said he's been kicked out of every full gospel church in town. He said they're just too wild. Well, I like that kind of resurrection wild spirit. Can you say amen? Outlived four wives already. He was 80-some years old and just got married to a 30-year-old. Glory to God. I tell you, when resurrection power hits you, man, you got it. Woo! Glory to God. Excuse me while I tie my shoe, will you? I tell you, I was so blessed by that testimony. I was so blessed by that testimony of your son-in-law where he said, in the name of... See, that's what he's talking about right there.
Amen.
You know, it shocks me. Full gospel. Word of faith. Go on a missionary trip and no miracles happen. There's something wrong. He said, you must be following doctrines and not the gospel. Because if you're preaching the gospel, these signs shall follow them that preach the gospel. You'll be full of resurrection power. Can you say amen?
Amen.
This is anointing night. We're going to anoint people with oil. That's part of the Bible. Is it in the Bible? Of course it is. Go over to James. Are you ready? I said, are you ready for some good resurrection power to move in this place? Glory be to God. Oh, hallelujah. I wake up in the middle of the night. I tell you, I didn't go to bed till 4 o'clock this morning preaching to myself. I didn't know if it was the tea I drank or the Holy Ghost. I don't know. But whatever it was, I was preaching my Holy Ghost power, resurrection power. I tell you, I'm just full of it. Full of what? The Holy Ghost. I said, I'm full of the Holy Ghost. I'd rather be full of that than a bunch of religion, I'll tell you that right now. And a bunch of rules and laws. Like I said, I'd rather go to a John Wayne movie. There's more excitement in the John Wayne movie than there's some of these dead churches that have full gospel on the name of it. Just because it says full gospel, if they ain't preaching the word of God, it's only half gospel. Church I got saved in, I got kicked out because I got a hold of a T.L. Osborne book called Healing the Sick. Gospel. You know the bunch that came out of 1907?
Amen.
Here's your Sunday night, you know what bunch that is. Can you say amen? Woo, gospel. Everybody say that. Some of it's only half gospel. I'm telling you, praise God, if you're full gospel, how many of you are full gospel? Put your hand up. How many of you are full gospel? Well, some of you omit it. Praise God. Put your hand up again. If you believe the full gospel, then you believe this whole word of God. I said, you'll believe what the Word of God says. Hallelujah. I don't care what your circumstances are. The Word will change it. I said, the Word will change your circumstances. I don't care if you're number 6, ready to check out. When you got a man that knows about resurrection power in the name of Jesus, boom! Doctor's saying, how'd you do that? It was the Holy Ghost. I just said, in the name of Jesus. And they try to explain it away. Try to figure it out with their pea brain. Honey, you can't figure out resurrection power with your pea brain. Can you say amen?
Amen.
I had Dr. Peterson, a good friend of mine, is a psychiatrist. Off time, I keep my mind straight. No, I'm just kidding. Good friend of mine. He told me, and this is what he told me. He says, if you had enough computers to do what your mind do, it would all the computers would cover the whole state of Texas. You gonna tell me you gonna try to figure that out? Huh? You can't figure it out. If they had to have computers, acreage wide, it would cover the whole state of Texas to do what your brain does. My God put this thing together. I said, my God's the one to put that in there. Can you say amen? That's why all power to you, doctor. Praise God, full of the Holy Ghost. How'd you like to be in the operating table and your heart stopped and everything ain't functioning right and machines are... Everything's going wrong. And all of a sudden you got a doctor there. Hatabasatan, the word of knowledge comes to him. Now do this, do that. Oh, boom, boom, boom. Beep, 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 beep. God knows all about that body, honey. He's the one that made it. He's even got extra parts up in heaven. Glory be to God. I done preached myself happy. Glory be to God. One guy said, that Ed Dufresne's crazy. Well, leave me alone. I love it. Praise the Lord. At least I'm going right to heaven. How about you? Glory be to God. Are you in James yet? James chapter what? Right. You know where it's at, don't you? 13th verse. Is any among you afflicted? Question mark. Says that afflicted doesn't mean sickness, because in the next verse he talks about sickness and disease. What's he talking about? Affliction. Is any among you going through a test and a trial? Isn't that right? You're a Greek scholar, aren't you? Scientist? Amen. That's what it means, doesn't it? Test or trial. If you're going through a test and a trial, question mark, if you're going through a test and trial, notice what it says. It says, call for your pastor to pray for you. Huh? Call the prayer tower to get them to pray for you. You know, we're going to have to go by what the Bible says. The reason some of you go from trial to trial, or you're still in the same trial since 1907, is because you don't go by the Bible. We want everybody else to pray for us. We want everybody else to do our believing for us. We want the pastor to do all the believing for us. We want to go to counseling, and he'd go hoomba booba 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 and solve your problem. Your problem is because you don't do what the Word says. Huh? You're going to have to go by the Bible. Everybody say, go by the Bible. I know what I'm talking about. I've pastored for 8.5 years, counsel people. And you know, I says, yeah, but honey, the Bible says. Well, you don't know what he did to me, but the Bible says to pray for the old goat. Well, you don't know what he did to me. I said, yeah, but the Bible, is this true? Most of them won't do what the Bible says. They just want to come and unload. I said, they just want to come and unload either get you to feel sorry for him, you sweet little thing. I'll fix him. We'll go get him right now, bless God. No, you're going through a test and trial. What did it say? Let him pray. That's why we got praying God's Word to teach you how to pray. A lot of people want everybody else to pray for them. I'm not talking about a baby. There's some, you know, babies, you put bottles in them. But there's some Christian full gospel, Spirit-filled, 50 years in Pentecost, still sucking on a bottle. They get upset if you take your chair away from them. You got me turned on now. Come on, keep it going. Can you say amen? It says, let him pray. Lord taught me something last year, my pastor. He said, I don't want you counseling anymore. I said, what do you mean? I mean, they're telling me I don't have no love now as it is. Tell them, grow up, quit being like a baby. You don't have no love. You ain't a sweet pastor. I'm going down the street, they'll love me. I said, yeah, they'll stick their hand out and take your tie and pat you on the head and give you a bottle. You come to our church, it's boot camp, time to grow up. I said, it's time to get out of the crib and start eating some meat. You ain't got no love, bless God. Amen. Come on, who said that? Glory to God, preach to you. Glory to God, amen. He said, you have them come down to prayer meeting on Tuesday night, and they come down for 6 weeks, and then counsel them. Some of them get mad and leave the church. Bless God, no love. Then you have to see them after work. They won't take off of work to come and talk to a pastor, but they'll take off work to go to a dentist. Come on, come on, come on. You know what's true? I said, you know what's true. Oh, I can't lose any money. My goodness, going to see the pastor where I'll get eternal help. I told him my hours are the same working hours as yours, honey. My after 5:30 is my time when I go home and be with my family. I'm going to listen to all your junky problems and get it full of my mind. I just go around and squirt it like you. I'm leaving in the morning. You're stuck with them. No. It's Janet's fault. She made me eat that Italian food today. That was her fault. You getting something out of this? And you know that I found the ones that would come and pray for 6 weeks that they already got their answer and they didn't need any counseling. I'm going to tell you, your problem is that you need to get on your knees and quit following the prayer tower and quit going running to the pastor and get on your knees and you'll get your answer. It's right here, honey. I said it's right here. Getting before God and praying. Well, I don't want that. That's work. You don't get no counseling in our church then. I'm not talking about a baby. I'm not talking about a little baby. Can you say amen? I mean, you know what I do with the baby. You know what? You want to find out? I had a bad reputation as a pastor. I tell you, our people, they're still alive today, the ones that were dying that would listen. The other babies that were 30 years old in the Lord, they're still running around having problems. But what I'd do is the little babies, I'd get the bottle, then I'd cut up some meat, see, and put it in there. Well, you can't choke them. See, you're thinking in the flesh, not spiritually. You got to get their spirits to grow up, see. Can you say amen? Oh, but Brother Ed, they're already, growing up. Oh, I better not get in that. Well, is any married? Let him sing songs. Is any sick among you? Question mark. This is to the body of Christ. Is any sick among you? We've already got sick people among us right now. Let him die. I'm just seeing if you're reading. How many are reading with me? Glory to God. Oh, I finally got that one guy. He'd been sitting in the back row there. Well, I better be careful. Listen. Just tease it. Listen. It says, is any sick among you? Question mark. Let him, the one that is sick, call for the elders of the church. The one that is sick. You know, faith, God honors faith. I had a woman, and like I said, I learned a lot of things the hard way, pastoring. There were no schools in learning how. God just threw me in it, and I learned by, you know, error, but I learned some things. And I learned one thing about, Grandma phoning me up and went to my church and paid the tithes to our church, and she said, I want you to come pray for my grandson. And I said, I got this and that. And I said, well, come on and pray. You know, she'd get all upset at me. She said, all right, I'll go. And yet in my spirit, I didn't feel right about it. And I'd go over there and get in the hospital. And I'd ask her grandson. Now, he got in a motorcycle accident. Now, this is what he told me. I said, do you want me to pray for you? He said, don't look at me so religious. That's what he exactly said. He didn't want me there no more. Unless I walk in that room or unless the Holy Ghost, you know, the antennas and the gifts of the Spirit start operating, that's a different story. But there's no use unless he is involved with his faith. Yeah, is that true? Have you found that out? You go pray for me. They don't warn one of you over there and a man in the moon. They got a call for you. How many? See, you've come tonight to get anointed. There's an element of faith that God can work with because you made an effort to come here tonight. I said you made an effort to come here tonight. And God will honor you. I said God will honor faith. Glory to God. Said let him call for the elders of the church. Well, there's some elders I wouldn't call. You know those pillars? The elders of the church, and let them pray over him. I've had some come and put unbelief over them. Lord, anoint him, put a little cross on him, you know, with anointing oil. A little dab of do you. Lord, if it be thy will. Right then I'd say, get out of my room, it's John Wayne time. Time to go see a John Wayne movie. Am I doing all right, Pastor? Give me five. Glory to God.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Don't you love the gospel? I couldn't be doing anything else. I mean, I've had more fun the last 20 years cruising around with God. I can't wait till I just lay this body down and go be with the Lord. I want to ride in that chariot, man. Glory to God. Well, I better get on. I'm carrying on here. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him. Notice it said anointing. Anointing here means to spread. Put it on him, baby. Anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of unbelief shall save the sick. The prayer of faith. See, you just can't call any error. A lot of people say, well, it's elder because it's an older person. No, it's the one that knows how to pray the prayer of faith. It is the one that knows that he's righteous with God. I'd rather have my 3-year-old pray. I'd rather have my 2-year-old son pray over me and pray in faith than some of these dead elders. You ought to be careful who prays over you. I said you ought to be careful who lays hands on you. Well, honey, I went over here, you know, and I went over to this home meeting, and this so-called prophetess laid her hands on me and prophesied me to India. You better be careful because the spirits are transmittable. Everybody look at your hands. See, if people ain't right, they can put their spirit on you. I said, you ought to be careful who lays hands on you. I don't let anybody just come and lay hands on me. Somebody around the Palmer says, I got to lay hands on you. No. Get a mark. Isn't that right? We don't let anybody just lay hands on us. I want to know their ministry and their fruits. Isn't that right? Praise the Lord. You getting anything out? And the prayer of faith shall save the sick or heal the sick. And the Lord shall raise him up. This is scriptural. And if he had committed sins, they shall be forgiven of him. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. Need to get unforgiveness out of your heart and pray for other people. An effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. In other words, there's much power available for the man that knows that he's right standing before the Father. Much power available. Ha ha. Much power is available. And that power, how many of you are the righteousness of God? Look at your hands. I said, look at your hands. Say, there's healing in my hands. So what are you going to do with them? You need to go out and lay hands on the sick, my brother and sister. And don't pray, if it be thy will, you might as well forget about it. You better know before you go in there, it's God's will to raise that person from the dead. If they're older people, find out if they want to stay or not. You remember I asked the lady over here the other night? You know, she looked, I don't know how old is she? 80-some years old, so I figured, let's check her and see if she wants to stay. If not, let's let her go. Can you say amen? Why aren't more people being healed in churches? Because they're not preaching the gospel, they're preaching their pet doctrines. We need to preach the gospel to get miracles. There's something wrong when a full gospel church goes overseas and don't get no results. We've seen people lifted up midair with their backs being healed by the power of God. We've seen judgment fall and change the whole course of a denomination because they wouldn't listen to God and made fun of me and Mark and Brother Hagin and different men of God. I want you to know, I've been made the righteousness of God through Jesus Christ. And when I pray, God hears me and I believe it. That ain't being cocky. People say, you know, you're not very humble. Well, what is humble being? Stupid? Well, you know. I asked God one time. I was good. The Bible says, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. How many know that in the Scripture? Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and He will exalt you in due time. Now, how many of you like that exalting business? You be on the rest of your liars. You know you want to be exalted. You want to be exalted out of your sickness and disease. You want to be exalted out of your financial problem. Won't you want to be exalted in another realm of spiritual? Huh? Put your hand up then. Glory to God. Obey the man of God when he says, if you believe it. Are you listening to me? I asked God, I said, oh, you know, I was just learning things about them. And I went to my full gospel, found out it was half gospel. I tell you, you get a hold of a T.L. Osborne Healing the Sick book, start casting out devils, you'll find out what your church believes. That's why some of you are in this church. How many know what I'm talking about? That's why you're in this church. The reason you ain't over at that other church anymore is because... You start preaching the gospel and they don't preach the gospel. Moving right along. I asked God, I says, and I'll be quitting in a minute because we're going to start anointing people and people are going to get hit by the power of God. I said, God, I want to know what a humble man. I went to my pastor. Full gospel pastor. Everybody say full gospel. I went to a full gospel. I said, Pastor, the Bible says to humble yourself under the mighty hand of God and he'll exalt you in due time. I got some problems, man. I need to be exalted. What does he mean by a humble man? He's all that guy, you know. He says, a humble man is that man over there by the door. And I watched that guy for weeks. And I'd listen to him. Now, he owned a gas station. And when I went in and bought gas from him, he said, hey, Brother Ed, how you doing today? Praise the Lord. Glory to God. But when he'd come into the church, and we had glass-stained windows in that full gospel church, and when he came into the church, he'd change his voice. Hello, brother. Have you ever seen people get religious and change their voice? Huh? You know, when they say God, they don't say God, my Father. They say God. I mean, know what I'm talking about? These kids know what I'm talking about. They can pick up religion. They know what's religion and what's the real thing. I tell you, when resurrection power starts flowing in our churches, the young people come out because they want some power. I'll tell you this right now, they won't be going to that Grateful Dead because there's more exciting things happening at Grateful Dead concert than it is the church. Grateful Dead, they're of the devil. They get in there and they bite off chicken heads and blood flying all over. But it's exciting to the kids. They're hungry for the supernatural. But when the church allows the gifts of the Spirit by operation, they'll be on the front row, man. Say, yeah. Woo, where is that? Isn't that right? I said, isn't that right? Praise the Lord. So I went over there, and so I was a door greeter, and I went to the other door, and I started greeting people. Good morning. Isn't it wonderful to be in the house of the Lord? And I changed my voice for a few weeks. Finally, God came up on me. How many know what I'm talking about when God came? God said, what do you think you're doing? I said, I'm being humble. He said, no, you're not. You're being stupid. I said, but my pastor said that was a humble man. And then come to find out, the guy was lying on his income tax. He was cheating everybody and everything else. So I went to God. And he says, about time you came to me. And this is what he told me. He said, an egotist, everybody say an egotist. An egotist won't take anybody else's word but his own. An egotist won't take anybody else's word. What his circumstances, if his bank book says empty, he says, that's it. Bless God, that's the way it is. His body says that you're dying, you got cancer, and say, well, that's the way it is. A humble man is a man that will take counsel from another person. And I want you to know, honey, when you go to the Word of God, that is your counsel, and God will exalt you right on time. And it might sound like, well, he's braggadocious up there saying, my God will do this. That's being a humble man. I'm not talking about saying it arrogance. You understand what I mean. But I know we went to the hospital and the doctors and the way they've been trained, these are the facts. Your body is full of cancer. But there's a higher. But my Bible says, by his stripes I was healed. Past tense. You got to get your healing in past tense 2,000 years ago, honey. It's already been done. And he also said, as far as I'm concerned, this settles it for me. I am. Everybody say, I am. Your sign you had here, I am the Lord that healeth thee. That settles it for me. See, the trouble is with a lot of Christians, they don't just like their giving. They always say, one of these days when I get a whole bunch of money, I'm going to pay my tithe. You always put it in the future. Or one of these days, I'm going to get my healing. No, it's already been provided 2,000 years ago. If you're going to give, you're going to have to put you got to put the seed in there, honey. You're going to have to put the seed of healing and get it growing for you. Glory be to God. Isn't that true, Pastor? Hallelujah! Can you say amen? But my Bible says, by His stripes, past tense, I was healed. Well, what if you died? Honey, you're a lot better off in heaven than this rinky-dinky place. That guy one time come out with a gun. He said, I'm going to blow your brains out talking about that Jesus. I said, go ahead, you do me a favor. You can't kill me. You might put a hole in my head and lay my body down. You ain't killing me. I said, you do me a favor. I can get out of this rinky-dinky place. And anyway, knowing God, if He blow my head off, it'll just come back on because He wants me down here. I've tried to die several times. I even prayed for my heart to stop. I did everything. I said, oh, Lord, you know, this all happened to me. Nobody loves me. Just let my heart stop. He says, you big baby, you ain't going anywhere. You're going to finish your job. You ain't going to wiggle out of it. Ain't no sting in death. I'm talking about spiritual death. Yeah, your body's going to die, but that's just a bloop, bloop, and you're there. Can you say amen? Amen. Brother Halverson, a very good friend of mine, went home to be with the Lord, the intercessor. He was up receiving an offering, laid down on the platform and took off. Woo! You know, he used to pray. He was such an intercessor. He'd get in, I mean, the power of God hit him, and he'd call for Michael. I mean, he didn't mess with the little guys. He messed with the head guy. Michael, Michael, Michael. I mean, the power of God come on that platform. I mean, you... How many know who Michael is? Who is he? Huh? He's an archangel. Yeah, he's the... up there. He's the big man. Can you... He's talking about the little ministry spirit. He's talking about the one up there, man, with hanging around God. I mean, this is the kind of man, he walked in the spirit. He just got so far out there, he was like Enoch and just took off. Glory to God. Put your hands up and praise Him and worship Him. Glory to God. All right, I want the staff to get up here. Every one of the staff members in this church, we're going to anoint you with oil, and you ain't going to be the same. Now listen to me. As you're coming up, quietly and reverently, I want you to listen to me. Don't come up in this line. Don't come up in this line unless you mean business. Because when I lay hands on people that belong in the staff, and if they're not for the church, they'll leave. Because they won't be able to stand the anointing. Either the anointing that I anoint, that you're going to be anointed with by the Holy Ghost, by the laying on of my hands, that anointing, if you're not for this church, you'll be driven out of here. I've got testimonies after testimony. Amen. How many of you want to be anointed for healing? You want me to pray for you? We're going to do that in a minute after we do this. Where's the 55-gallon drum of oil? Does oil heal you? Hold that. No, if it did, just get 55-gallon drums of it and put a pump on it and just squirt everybody in the hospital with it, man. I mean, like one guy in Shambach, meaning, how many of you heard of Shambach? Man, I tell you, that's a wild preacher. He got a hold of what I was preaching tonight to you, and he got some oil and went in the hospital. He was emptying beds right and left. And they thought he was a doctor, and they said, all right, you can go home now. You can go home now. I mean, they arrested him. The cops came. But a whole bunch of them were going down the halls and walking out of the hospital healed. And they thought he was a doctor. And he was just laying hands going in there. And people walking out and said, well, the doctor let me go. And they said, they did. He says, what doctor? They said, something about Dr. Jesus. He said, but I'm healed. They arrested him and threw him in the drunk tank. Thought he was drunk. He was drunk in the Holy Ghost.
Ed Dufresne Ministries is reaching out through a worldwide traveling ministry, miracle and healing crusades, Bible teachings on audio and videotapes and books, evangelistic tent crusades, and a Bible correspondence course for prisoners. Dr. Ed Dufresne is the founder of World Harvest Bible Training Center, located in Murrieta, California, a part-time Bible school dedicated to training believers in the Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit. If you would like information about our teaching materials, Bible school, or about becoming a partner with Ed Dufresne Ministries, please write us at P.O. Box 1010, Murrieta, California, 92564. Also, visit our website at www.eddufresne.org. At Ed Dufresne Ministries, we're believing God for 1 million miracles and healings as we carry God's healing power to this generation.